Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I'm here with Anselm, and we are doing Lesson 10 from the Homeric Greek book by Clyde Farr. We're working through all of the exercises and just going through the book and explaining everything. You need to learn the vocabulary on your own at home, and then we're going to go through everything else about the chapter. The book is available for free, the old PDF, because the book's from 1920, so it's public domain, so we'll put a link to the PDF in the description, or you can buy a nicer, newer version on Amazon. So today, we're going to be learning some more verb tenses. We're going to be working on the future and the aorist tenses. So far, we've been doing everything present tense and imperfect. And remember, imperfect was that past action that was not complete. It's ongoing, habitual, continual, whatever, that type of a nuance. Well, the aorist past tense is just a simple past, okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's just a more basic, simple, something happened, all right? That's called aorist, okay? And then, of course, future tense, that needs no explanation. Yep. It's just future. So now we've had present active indicative, future active indicative, aorist active indicative, and imperfect active indicative. In the previous lesson. Okay, so let's talk about how to form these. Okay, let's start with future because future is the easiest. Future is really easy because you pretty much just add a sigma. I mean, this probably looks identical to Leo, except just with a sigma added, right? Mm-hmm. So that really makes it pretty easy to remember this thing right here. Just instead of Leo, it's Liso, Lisis, etc. Now, some of these do get just a little bit trickier. Where, you know, for example, you might have something like this, you know. You might have, like, you know, ago, right? And, you know, you can't, if you just put an S in there, if you put a sigma, it'd be like something like that. That's kind of weird. That's kind of ugly. It doesn't really make sense. So instead of being like agso or something, then basically the sigma kind of gets assimilated into the gamma. And it just becomes like oxo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost kind of like common sense.
It does make sense, though.
They're not really that hard, you know. A kappa and a sigma, you know, is just going to turn into a xi, which just kind of common sense. Yeah. Same thing with something like this. It's going to do the same thing, right? And then in other situations, sometimes you'll have something like, say, pitho, which means like I persuade, pretty important verb. You know, something like this, again, this would be kind of a weird combination, right? So it's just going to be something more like, you know, just piso. Just kind of just, you'll kind of just ditch the theta. It'll just kind of get built in.
Yeah.
So anyway, you'll kind of get a feel for these as you go. I don't think it's really worth sitting and thinking too hard about it, because I think a lot of them you can just kind of guess. They kind of just come naturally when you're actually in the real world, like with the kappa sigma, or you know, something like this, like a P and a sigma is just going to go to like something like that, right? So a lot of this is just kind of common sense, and you just kind of do it by feeling. I think it's better just to learn them as you go. Speaking of learning them as you go, with the vocabulary words from now on in the book, so far when we learned a verb, we just learned like the first form, Leo. Well, now, whenever we learn a vocabulary word, it's going to give us three forms. It's going to give us the present active indicative. Then it's going to give us the future active indicative. And then it's going to give us the aorist active indicative. Okay. So in the vocab, when we get a new verb, we're going to start getting it with these three. Now, ultimately, it's going to give it to us with six words, which is called the six principal parts of the verb. Okay. But right now, we're only worrying about three principal parts. So the three principal parts are the present active indicative, future active indicative, and aorist active indicative.
Yeah.
So again, you know, when you learn a new verb, you'll be able to see a lot of these, how the sigma ends up being incorporated. Sometimes it's just easy. You just add a sigma. Yeah. Other times, you know, it'll be the changes that we just described. So anyway, this is pretty easy. I don't think you're going to have much trouble with this. If it seems like there's an extra sigma or an extra sigma sound, it might not be a sigma, it might be a xi or something, but there's a sigma sound that's been added, like ago became oxo, then, you know, that's indicative of future, okay? Now, similarly, over here with the aorist, we also have the sigma. That's why it's nice to learn the future and the aorist at the same time. Because the aorist and the future, they both have this in common, that the stem contains a sigma added. So it's the same idea, so it's good to learn both of these at the same time. That's what connects these, okay? So again, the aorist is just a simple past, and just like with the imperfect, we have the epsilon augment. So everything that we talked about last lesson about augments, it's also going to apply to the aorist. Okay. And what we talked about, how if it starts with a consonant like Leo, you just add an epsilon. Other vowels get lengthened, the alphas, epsilons, and etas get lengthened to the eta. The omicron gets lengthened to an omega. All that same stuff applies. But, you know, there's a difference here. Instead of just being Elion, Elias, Eliot, now we have this sigma added into the stem that's a kind of a telltale for this aorist, okay? Also, the endings are a little bit different, aren't they? So we've got this alpha ending, os, e, amen, ate, on. Okay, so let's kind of talk about the differences and similarities here between this and the imperfect. Okay, the imperfect was Elion. So now we have this alpha instead. That's pretty different. Okay? Here, if we remember that this has the alpha, this one just gets an S thrown on. Okay? And that basically is similar to what we saw in the imperfect with Elias. Right? Elias would be like you were loosing, and then just you loosed is Elisas. So this is an alpha instead of an epsilon, and then we have, of course, the sigma in the stem. Okay, so this is pretty similar.
It is.
Then when we get down to this one, Elie would have been imperfect. So really the only difference here is just the sigma between imperfect and aorist. Am I right? I'm just trying to help you kind of wrap your mind around this. Instead of just memorizing words, it's good to kind of think about similarities and differences between the aorist and the present and the imperfect, right? So, do you remember what this would have been in imperfect? Like we were loosing?
Eliomen.
Eliomen. Okay. So, here we've got the sigma being added, but then also the omen becomes amen. So, have you noticed that this aorist really loves the alpha? So, everything except this has the alpha. So, it loves the sigma, it loves the alpha. So, sa, sas, samen, sate, san. So, that's kind of a thing to watch for, a telltale thing. This is the exception where it has the epsilon. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
so
does.
Got Elisa, Elisas, Elise, Elisamen, Elisate, and Elisan. And again, the accent is trying to be as far away from the end of the word as it can, so it's always on the third from the last in this particular deal right here. And then here, present tense would be leotone for the dual form, both second and third person. Future, it goes from leotone to lisatone. And then here, we've got elisatone. Okay, so notice it's an ah here, right? Okay, and then, because remember, you know, aorist loves that ah, loves that sigma and alpha. And then here, elisatine for the third person dual.
Okay.
And these are pretty similar to what we saw with the imperfect. But again, don't get a headache about these. In fact, let's just erase them. I can tell they're bothering you. So let's just get rid of those because they're not in the exercises or anything. But if you're more advanced and you want to learn the duals, you're definitely going to read them in Homer. So it's good to know them. Do you have any questions about any of this? Or is this pretty straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I think the best way to practice is just to see these in the wild.
Yeah.
So let's do the exercises where we go from Greek into English, and we're going to see a bunch of these errors. And here's what we're going to be watching out for. We're going to be watching for the sigma. And then in most of these forms, we're going to see that alpha. And then the future is going to look just like the present, except with the s sound added, whether it's a sigma or whether it's one of those other variations. Okay. All right, so now we're going to do our Greek to English exercises. So number one, tis in och aristos thanaon. So it's a question like, tis in och aristos thanaon.
So, och, is it like uch, or?
No, och, here, it means like, by far.
Oh, from ocha?
Yeah, okay. That's what that is. Like, by a lot. Because this is a superlative right here.
Yeah. So who were the...
Was this singular or plural?
It's a singular. Who is, who was the... By far noblest of the Danaeans.
Yeah, who was by far the best of the Danaeans, right? Which is another name for the nice. Greeks, the Danaon or Greeks. All right, number two. Priamos megathimos inasen iliu.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Priam.
Megathimos. And this is describing Priam.
Yeah. So the big hearted, big souls, great souls.
Brave, Priam. Maybe like brave or courageous Priam.
Okay.
That's usually what that means, like the great spirit is talking about like bravery.
Okay.
So.
The brave Priam guarded Iliad?
It's Troy. It's Ilios, but what it's really referring to is Troy.
Okay.
So you could just translate Ilios as Troy.
Okay.
So I would say that the courageous Priam, not so much guarded as anaso, you know what it means?
Yeah.
Like, what's anax?
Yeah, it means to rule over?
Rule, exactly. Okay. So the great-hearted or courageous Priam ruled Troy.
Yeah.
Is that imperfect or is that aorist?
Innocent. No, that's imperfect. No, it's...
I'm kind of tricking you. No, I'm kind of tricking you because it has the sigmas there.
Yeah.
But it looks imperfect because of the N instead of the on at the end. I'm kind of messing with you. But yeah, it should be imperfect.
Okay. Yeah.
Like was ruling. But it's really, you know, you could just say he ruled Troy. It's ongoing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's actually imperfect, right?
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because wouldn't it be, if it were aorist, it'd be on?
On, yeah, I see.
At the end? Because that was the ending we learned for imperfect, was the N ending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, uk aftis axousi danai megathimi ekatomvas polas is chrisin.
Uk aftis. Don't the Greeks... Actually, will not the Greeks, because it's future, rule over, no, let me start over. Won't the brave Greeks rule over?
This is not rule over, though.
Oh, protect in this case.
Nope. Ago. So, ago. What is ago? Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's like lead or bring. Yeah. Yeah. So I think in this case, bring is going to make more sense with the ekatomvas.
Mm-hmm. Bring the sacrifices, the many sacrifices to Chrysa.
Yeah, so this word, aftis, the book defines it as again or anew. In reality, though, when you're reading, whether it's Iliad, Odyssey, Homeric hymns, whatever, it seems like more often than that, this usually ends up meaning like in turn. That's usually what it ends up meaning, like in turn.
Yeah.
That's what I've found it to mean more often. But the book says it's like again, which, you know, those are both kind of a similar thing. So it's like, are the brave Danaans not going to bring, because this is future, right? Because ago became oxo, oxousi. Are they not going to bring again, or in turn, mm-hmm. many hecatombs to Chrysi.
Yeah.
Are they not going to do that? So that's what the sentence means. All right? Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Uk episan ekivolon polis ekatomvisi kalisin. So there's your on ending.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was saying. Like, the N is an imperfect.
Right. So that's aorist.
Yeah, because the pitho has become episa, and then for the third person plural, epison. Mm-hmm. Right? So pitho is what we're looking at here. Pitho means like I convince or I persuade. Right?
Okay, epison. The sharpshooter didn't...
Well, hold on a second. The sharpshooter is accusative. So he can't be the subject.
You're right.
Yeah. None of these are nominative. There's nothing nominative here. So what's the subject?
I get it, yeah. So they.
Just they. Exactly.
They did not persuade the free shooter.
Yep. So this is these are all dative. They all agree with one another. Dative of means. So the means by which they would have persuaded him. What would they use to persuade him? In this case, not to persuade him. They did not persuade him with...
Or by calling many hecatombs?
There's no calling, though. This is kalos, the adjective. Kala, kalon.
Yeah. Okay.
So give me the whole sentence.
They did not... persuade the sharpshooter by many sacrifices or hecatombs.
And what kind of hecatombs?
Good.
Yeah, exactly. So they did not persuade the sharpshooter by means of many beautiful sacrifices or many good hecatombs or whatever. So it's just saying, like, basically that they did all of these good sacrifices, but it did not persuade.
Yeah.
The sharpshooter. Yeah. That's what I think they're getting at. Okay. So number five, ou philisomen theus unica kalisin. Now that looks like a question mark. So I guess you could do ou philisomen theus unica kalisin. You know, you could do it as a question, obviously.
Are we not going to love the gods because they are good?
Exactly. Like, are we not going to love the gods? You know, on account of the fact that they're good. Mm. Number six, Thanai tefxousi thanaton priamo en ilio.
The Greeks are going to
This is like do, make, perform, right? So you're going to have to be a little creative how you translate this, because it's like thanaton is the direct object of tefxousi. Mm.
So they are not going to... I mean, thanaton is death, so how do you...
They're not going to... Or they're going to. The Danaans are going to, like,
going
to, you know, wreak death. They're going to, like...
Okay.
Bring you know, to translate it in English, you'd probably say they're gonna bring death.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Because literally, it's like they're gonna do death, they're gonna make death, they're gonna perform death.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say like that they will bring death.
They will bring death to Priam in Troy.
Exactly. All right. Ephilisa thean thalassis al uch indane ekivolo thimo.
I loved the goddess of the sea, but it did not please the sharpshooter in his heart.
Yeah, but it did not please the sharpshooter in his spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what do we got here? Aisomen ke pisomen theus.
We sing and...
So that's a future, though, because remember...
Yes, yeah.
I was just going to take a moment to point out the fact that basically this would normally be aetho, and this is one of those ones like pitho, where the delta and the sigma would be weird, so you just lose the delta, just like you lost the theta in pitho, right? So it's just aesomen.
Okay. So we will sing to and persuade the gods.
Yeah, we will sing and we will persuade the gods. Yeah, because this is from aetho and this is from pitho.
Okay.
And you just go straight to the sigma in those. All right, and then last one on this page. O aristi enilio ta ipon priamo alatus itimasen.
Okay. By far the noblest or best in Troy.
Yep. So now I would go to the verb, because you got this right. By far the noblest by far in Troy. Now I'd go to the verb.
Yeah. So they, Ipon is they were. Telling, saying?
Ipon is irregular. Mm-hmm. It just means said.
Yeah. Said to Priam, or told it to Priam.
Well, what did they tell to Priam?
Ta, so those things.
Exactly. So by far the noblest in Troy said those things to Priam.
To Priam. But to Timos.
Don't let this knee trick you.
Yeah.
Is this singular or plural?
That's actually singular in this case.
It's singular. That's a knee movable on the end. Because if it were plural, then it would be like on.
Yeah.
Or if it was aorist, you'd expect on. Mm. But this N ending is the third person singular imperfect ending. And it just has this knee movable tagged on the end.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what's this last part then?
But he dishonored them, insulted them.
Exactly. So the by far the noblest in Troy said these things to Priam, but he dishonored them. All right. Number 10. Priamos epepse ton straton ariston ep adiising.
Priam sent, passed, the host, the best or noblest host, to the Argives.
Yeah, so Priam was sending that best army, like that most excellent army upon the Argives, or basically he was sending it at them, like to attack them, ep are yeez, and like upon them, basically, because they're attacking them. So,
but is this aorist because of the C?
Yes, did I say it wrong?
So he sent.
You're right. Did I say like was sending or something? That was my mistake. It's aorist because of the C. You're right. So Priam sent.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. So yeah, Priam sent that greatest army upon the Argives. Mm-hmm. All right, number 11. Evison aftis Danai is Ilion al uk episan Priamon.
The Danians went.
Yep.
Went again. Mm-hmm. Into Troy.
Yep.
But they didn't persuade Priam.
Yep. Got it. And then number 12, Aisomen Ekivolon Och Ariston Theon Unek Iage Danaus Is Ilion.
We will sing.
So this part, this might trip you up a little bit, but aetho will often take as a direct object like a person, and to sing that person is basically just to like sing their praises or to sing about them or to like, that's all that is. That's pretty common. Like sing the man or sing that god or sing the heroes. We would say in English like sing about the heroes or sing of the heroes. They would just say sing the heroes. Does that make sense?
So we will sing about the sharpshooter. The sharpshooter, the by far noblest of the gods.
Yeah, this is just an apposition with Ekivolon.
Yeah.
It's just further, it's just, we will sing the sharpshooter, and it's not a relative clause of characteristic in Greek, but that's how we would probably translate it into English. We'd probably say, like, the sharpshooter who is by far the greatest of the gods. You know, but in Greek, you don't have to. It's just in the same case because it matches these two things. The Ekivolon Ariston. And then starting from here?
Because.
That's from Ago.
Because he led the Danians into Troy.
And this is, this looks...
He was leading.
Yeah. He was leading the Danians into Troy. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to do the exercises from English into Greek. There's no answer key in the book. We're just doing these on the fly, off the top of our heads. So if we make any mistakes or anything, let us know in the comments. But we're going to do the best we can to try to catch each other's mistakes here. So you're going to start with number one. The great-souled Achaeans will not persuade the free shooter with goodly hecatombs, but he will prepare evil death for the people.
What?
But let's break that down, okay? So just start by doing the great-souled Achaeans will not persuade the free shooter.
Okay.
Great-souled Achaeans will not persuade the free shooter. I'm going to be doing number two. The noblest of the Achaeans went to Ilium, but they did not persuade the soul of Priam. All right. So just let me know when you need more of that sentence.
Okay. The great souled Achaeans.
Okay, so
will not persuade the free.
The great souled Achaeans will not persuade the free shooter with goodly hecatombs.
Okay,
with goodly hecatombs. It'd be like a dative of means, right? Here I'm giving you the answers. Shouldn't do that. Okay, I'm going to start working on number four. We will have many shining golden scepters. Tell me when you're ready for the next part on yours.
Yeah. Yes, sorry. I'm not sure about this.
Okay, with many goodly... But he will prepare evil death for the people.
Okay.
But he will prepare evil death for the people.
Okay.
Shining golden.
Okay.
You ready for number three?
Yeah.
We will sing because the gods have led the people into Troy. Or we will sing because the gods led the people into Troy. And I'm going to just, this one's a super tricky one. I'm just going to give you the principal part for this one. Because I lead, the ago, oxo, right? Mm-hmm. But the third principal part, I'm just going to write the third principal part right here. This, so you can at least build off that. That's the third principal part of ago. Mm-hmm. So it's ago, oxo, egagon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, I'm just giving you that little hint.
I someone when I come. How's it?
Let me read you the whole sentence again. Okay, so it's, we will sing because the gods have led the people into Troy.
Okay.
Because the gods led the people into Troy. And here's, that's, since that's the first, that's a first person singular, the principal part. You're going to do third person plural.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. You know, there's going to be, yeah. But anyway, there's going to be a, yeah. I'll let you do it. All right, so let me get back to what I was doing here. I don't really know where to put some of these accents. Okay, so I'm doing number six. Priam will not rule Ilium again, for the Achaeans will prepare evil death for him. You need your sentence again?
No, I think that sounds okay. Okay.
Okay, do you want number five?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not, so this is past tense, did you not love the gods who have Olympian homes?
Okay.
So that's a relative clause of characteristic.
Did you not love the gods?
Did you not? What number are you on? Five. Did you not love the gods who have Olympian homes?
Who have Olympian homes? Okay.
So he's not going to rule Ilium. Oh, jeez.
Ready for seven.
Okay, number seven is, did he speak to the beautiful goddess of the sea? Did he speak to the beautiful goddess of the sea? You ready for the next one?
Oh, it's the next one.
What are you on?
Yeah.
Did you do number seven?
Yeah.
Did he speak to the beautiful goddess of the sea?
Yeah.
That's it then. Okay. Well, let me just, I have one left. I have to do number eight. So I'm going to just make a space here since I'm out of room a little bit over here. Okay, so number eight is, they will persuade the souls of the gods with many hecatombs. So let's see, they will persuade. It's going to be Pisuci, right? Mm-hmm. You can correct me in real time since you're done and I'm doing this one. They will persuade the souls. Moose. They will persuade the souls of the gods. Theon, right? Souls of the gods. With many hecatombs, it's going to be a dative of means, right?
Yep.
By means of many hecatombs. So... Something like that. They will persuade the souls. They'll persuade the souls of the gods with many hecatombs, right? What's wrong with that?
Is that plural?
What's bothering you?
Hecatombs?
Well, look at the Yoda subscript. Isn't that a dative? Isn't that a nice feminine dative plural? What's bothering you? Here, I'll make you like it more. This is going to make you like it a little bit more. There, you feel better now? It's the same thing, right? What's bothering you?
I thought of the S ending. You know, Alpha, Yoda, Sigma.
Well, that's because you're thinking Attic Greek.
So I'm thinking
this is Homeric.
Greek.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That is a thing in other dialects, but this is Homeric for you.
Okay.
Welcome to the world of Homeric Greek. All right, so let's back up and do the rest of these. Okay, number one. The great-souled Achaeans will not persuade the free-shooter with goodly hecatombs, but he will prepare evil death for the people. So, okay, I don't feel like we need this.
Yeah, we don't need this, you're right.
Yeah, I think we should ditch that.
Yeah.
So, megathimi achei u pisusin, they will not persuade... Okay, Ekivolon, the sharpshooter, Hecatombes. Oh, that's why you're so invested. That's why you're so invested in that spelling, because you wrote that. Okay, now it's all making sense. I think that this is better for epic, okay? for the Epic dialect. All right.
Got some, he's got to use. Oh, okay.
But he is this supposed to be? He will prepare. He will prepare evil death for the people. Okay. Here's the problem. That looks like a past ending. That looks like an imperfect ending.
Oh. But
since we're future, we want to use that ending, right?
Yeah.
Similar to the present. Mm-hmm. Tefsi the Thanaton Kakon Lao for the people. Yep, got it. All right, number two. The noblest of the Achaeans went to Ilium, but they did not persuade the soul of Priam. Aristi Acheon. There's a breathing mark. You were about to nail me on that. The greatest of the Achaeans went into Troy, but Epison, they did not persuade the spirit of Priam, right?
Yep.
Got everything else look good?
Yep.
All right, number three. We will sing because the gods have led the people into Troy. Aisomen unakathei iagon laon is ilion. Our first person ending in the aorist would be an alpha. And then the third person plural would be the on, right?
Yeah.
But maybe because this one looks like an imperfect in the first, maybe it's going to look like an imperfect in the third. That's something that we need to look up later because I'm not 100% sure on that. Because this feels better to me. But then again, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to look it up. Yeah. So led the people into Troy. All right. Let's go to number four. We will have many shining golden scepters. So, Exomen, Skiptra Pola, Aglaa, Kechrisia.
Yep.
Everything okay?
Yes.
You, well, breathing mark, but.
Well, oh, yeah.
No big deal. You're supposed to delight in nailing me on those. All right, number five. Did you not love the gods who have Olympian homes? So, Ephiles, did you not love? You basically went imperfect.
Ephiles, right?
Well, we didn't really talk about this. We didn't really talk about it, in all fairness. It was in the chapter, though. But it's actually Ephilesas.
Oh, okay.
Ephilesas, yeah.
Ephilesas. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, Ephilesas. Did you not love the gods? Okay, but here, this isn't going to work because did you not love the gods? Where's our who? We need like who.
Yeah, you're right.
Did I erase it or?
No.
I don't think you had it.
I forgot it.
Yeah, so let's put it
so
right here.
So it's E?
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
With those breathing
marks. Perfect, yeah. Which have Olympian. Icky. Well, hold on. Whoa there, buddy. These look nominative. If they have Olympian
homes.
Yeah,
you're 100% right. Yeah.
So we better change those, too.
Yeah, equals.
Yep. How's that?
Yep.
Better?
Much better.
Okay, and then number six. Let's read the English. Priam will not rule Ilium again, for the Achaeans will prepare evil death for him. Priamos uk anaxi ilion aftis acheigar tefxusi thanaton kakon to. That's the for him.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Makes sense?
Yep.
All right, and then lastly, number seven, did he speak to the beautiful goddess of the sea? Ipe thea kala thalassis. All right, so that's it for lesson 10. We'll see you in lesson 11.